Good morning. KSL News Time is 5 o'clock. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story this hour.
It is breaking news from overnight. A major bridge collapsed in Baltimore after a cargo ship ran into one of the bridge's pillars.
Officials held a news conference just a short time ago saying they pulled two people from the water and they are searching for seven more. Let's listen into WBAL and reporter Ken Duffy, who is at the scene.
Let me tell you what I am seeing right now. The bridge is in pieces in the water. I mean, there's basically, we're by 695 because the sun has come up. We're getting a better look at what we can see. And I have to tell you, it's really chilling to see this because we're basically seeing just a ramp that where the bridge used to be and just nothing else there. And what we can see on the side of it is a jigsaw puzzle of the pieces of the span that are in the water. That's the best I can describe it, but it is absolutely chilling to see that. Yes, we have seen the video of the collapse, but the aftermath now, we can see in the distance. You know, we are several hundred yards away because they're keeping the media back for obvious reasons. And we're awaiting another press conference is going to start in about, 10 minutes here, 10 or 15 minutes from the state officials. Governor Moore will be here as well. But this is what I'm seeing now, and which we could not see before. And there are just gigantic chunks of the span that are in the water and are just kind of sticking, jutting out where it used to be. Just incredible to see that. Incredible to see that there's just nothing there.
Baltimore Fire Department Chief James Wallace is talking about the rescue efforts.
We were able to remove two people from the water. One individual refused service and refused transport. Essentially, that person was not injured. However, there was another individual that's been transported to a local trauma center that is in very serious condition.
Multiple air, marine, and police rescuers are on the scene right now, and we will continue to follow this breaking story throughout the morning.
Turning now to local news, Utah's state auditor says we might be relying too much on federal funding. KSL News Radio's Adam Small is live with details. Adam?
Amanda, a yearly audit found that Utah leaders used federal funds to cover more than a quarter of our state expenses in the last fiscal year. State Auditor John Dougal is encouraging state lawmakers to reconsider this tactic of leaning on Congress, which he described as, quote, a single funding source with such dysfunction. He continues saying, quote, Congress must eventually realize it can't afford to subsidize the states with money that Congress doesn't have. KSL.com reports that the state legislature did approve a smaller $29.4 billion budget for this fiscal year, but still about 27% of that budget is allocated with federal funds. Reporting live, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
Nearly 8,000 Utahns still haven't claimed their 2020 tax refund, and there's a deadline just around the corner. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston joins us live. Peter?
Tim, the IRS estimates that about a million Americans are missing out on over $1 billion in tax refunds from 2020, according to a Monday report from the agency. And the money has a timer attached. On May 17th this year, any money not reclaimed by taxpayers gets absorbed back into the U.S. Treasury. IRS Commissioner Danny Werfel says it's important for people to check if they had a 2020 return. The way to check is either by calling the IRS or looking for an email verification saying the IRS got your paperwork. Now, if you end up filing your 2020 return, you may be looking at an average check of $836, according to the IRS. Reporting live, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
Get ready for big crowds in the state's recreation areas this weekend. KSL News Radio's Britt Johnson says the Little Sahara area is expecting double their normal number of visitors.
There will be extra law enforcement at the popular ATV and camping area to manage crowds. Ashley Snipes with the Bureau of Land Management explains why.
So we're anticipating a lot of folks that would normally just be out there for a little bit over Easter are going to be out there because of having spring break, maybe out there a little bit longer.
Keeping visitors safe is top priority, so helmets, seatbelts, and safety flags are required. If you're looking to beat the crowds trying to buy a pass, you can purchase them ahead of time at recreation.gov. Britt Johnson, KSL News Radio.
Time for First Look traffic this morning, and we've got some more slippery conditions, looks like, Andy.
Well, we certainly do. We've got a snow squall moving across the downtown area of Salt Lake City, and that has created snowy, wet, slick road conditions on on portions of I-80 near downtown coming from the airport, also on the city streets. And you're going to have chains or four-wheel drive required in Little Cottonwood Canyon with heavy snow falling in Provo Canyon. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Distraction thefts are on the rise in communities in southern Utah. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit is live with what this means. Michael?
Amanda, a distraction theft is when one or more thieves pull your attention away from your valuables so they can more easily boost them. Say your purse in a shopping cart or diamonds at a jewelry store, or even your car while you're in church. Now, police in towns like St. George, Washington, and Hurricane tell the Salt Lake Tribune they're seeing a rise in these types of thefts. Apparently, thieves have a knack for targeting the elderly. Now, these thefts don't seem to be a solo act. The surge has ties to gangs or even foreign countries. Reporting live, Michael Commit, KSL News Radio.
Two brothers in California are being hailed as heroes for their brave acts to try and protect each other from a mountain lion attack. The two have been identified as 21-year-old Taylan Brooks and his 18-year-old brother Wyatt.
The mountain lion attacked Wyatt first, and Taylan, out of that love for his brother, began to attack the lion to try to get it off while Wyatt was defending himself also.
El Dorado County Sheriff's Office Sergeant Kyle Parker says that Taylan later died from the injuries. The mountain lion has since been found and euthanized.
A Salt Lake therapist was awarded the Carnegie Medal of Heroism. KSL News Radio's Tammy Kikuchi tells us why.
River Berry, an extreme athlete, was in Moab for mountain biking. She ended up rock climbing, though, to save a base jumper who had slammed into a sheer rock wall and was dangling by his parachute from a rock about 80 feet off the ground. She had never climbed in that area before, and it was very challenging.
Because the rock had never been climbed before. It was wasn't a rock climb, so it was very dirty and very crumbly.
Berry managed to safely lower the unidentified and unconscious man to the ground. She learned that humans have incredible capacity to get things done when things go wrong. Berry says she and the man have become close friends, and she visited him at his home in Australia. Tammy Kikuchi, KSL News Radio.